at it, he doesn't let you look at it. I'm talking about literal microscope. Because they understand. How they understand? Because by looking at them, you will change them. Looking at something will change it. This is physical science today. Right? In Rumi's time, he will say, listen, he is not these four elements and the base. He is not somebody who planned this, built it, and now he is in vacation in another universe, and maybe one day will come here. He is not outside of here and doing this event. He is in, not in the existence, in non-existence. And he is here with everything and turning everything. Everything is turning around that idea which could switch. Turn the coin around in the blink of an eye. Yes?
My action is uncaused and upright. I have predetermination, no cause, O infirm one.
Doesn't give you that very clear meaning, the second one, right? The first one was clear. Because my actions doesn't come from a cause. I don't need a cause. And it's upfront, upright, period. That's clear. The second one is that Arabic, tricky Arabic word, which will trick a lot of people, especially Persian-speaking one, because they abuse this word extremely. It's taqdir. When you say taqdir to an Iranian, they think about a pre-fixed plan for the future. Means that God knows what will happen tomorrow. They understand that from taqdir, which could be, yes, in a way philosophically. But there is another meaning in taqdir. What is it? You should know. At the beginning of the book, do you remember at the opening?
Changed.
No, right at the opening we talked about, he said, I decided that everything over there should have a size, a proportion. Do you remember he talked about the ring in the nose of the camel? And said it's important to understand the size. Everything has a size. That means taqdir. That means everything has a size. That means what? Oh my God. I thought you should remember it correctly. What is the problem of size and quantity to be the real essence of God's will?
Has to be used appropriately.
One word. Critical mass. What is critical mass? We understand that you put something, you add. There is a limit. You pass that limit, this could blow up. This is atomic bomb. Critical mass. That's the means. It could be changed just like this if it is at that level. If you increase the level of something, there is a turning point in these way of movement. You see, this one could turn that way. Could turn around in a very single moment. This means taqdir. Means there is a size, and size could be critical.
The word for it is qadr.
میزان و وضع میزان. That's it. It's opening of the book two. Read. It's و وضع میزان. و وضع میزان. And there is exception in it. Yes.
I alter my custom at the time. At the time, I lay the dust in front.
And here, that time is very vague here, because he will say it in a very special way in Persian language to somehow underline that time. He will say, "I will turn around my habit in time. I will let that dust to settle down in time." Means I'm playing with time. Time is that delicate matter. Yes?
I say to the sea, "Listen, be full of fire." I say to the fire, "Go, be a rose garden." I say to the mountain, "Be light as wool." I say to heaven, "Be rent asunder before the eye." I say, "O sun, be joined to the moon." I make them both like two black clouds. We make dry the fountain of the sun by our... are we... I can't understand that. By our are we turned into musk at the fountain of blood.
Let's start from the beginning. He said what? He said, "I have a habit, custom, right? I will change my habit in time." Not at a time, in time. I will let this dust to settle down in time. I will turn the ocean to be full of fire, and I will turn the fire to become the garden of roses. I will turn the mountain to become light like wool, and I will turn the turning wheel to go down in front of my eye. I will turn the sun to get closer to the moon. I will make them both like two dark clouds. He exaggerates and exaggerates and exaggerates to say, all of this is possible. He could do all of this. He has chosen one special path for all of them. Everything is changeable. I will make the fountain of sun to dry out. And I will make the fountain of blood to beautiful smelly marsh. I will make the sun and the moon like two black cows. And I will put something on their neck to help me with the plow. I will use them like that. Means what? Means look around you, whatever you see. Whatever you identify could be transformed. Remember, look at it. It's only talking about sky, water, mountain, fire. You remember? Fire, the knowledge. Water, wisdom. Mountain, this universe which will echo all the stuff. And the sun. Light, the source of light, the source of everything. All of this is here. Why? For a purpose. It's organized to be like this because everything is working together here for a purpose. If you look at the existence, the first thing you notice is the change, improvement in consciousness, in understanding. Those are conscious that they are there, animals, they have consciousness and the illusion of separation and thinking. When it comes to us, we discover subconscious. We discover the social consciousness, the public consciousness. We realize that we could influence each other to influence each other better, and influence each other for better and better. So we could get together and change ourselves. All of this, right? This is the message. The message is that there is this giver, which is giving with no reason, we don't know, and he's giving everything, and he could change everything. So nothing is here forever but him and his attraction. This was the little message that Bill Gates didn't talk about it. I said, this doesn't cover all my questions. I said, wait a minute. So you received today the message, right? Next time we are here, inshallah, you will hear something about how to read this message. Because when I give you the message, you could look at it and find some part of it impossible. You will hear the story of a guy who was passing by someone, that some fellow was reading Quranic verses. In that Quranic verses, there was this poetic stuff that, I will make all the fountains to rise, I will make all the sources of the water to come here, and if suddenly the fountain stops and the source will stop, then what will you do? This guy passing by, intelligent, clever fellow, said, me? I find some tools and I will dig it up. He will go to sleep. In his dream, he will come to him and say, you said you could dig, you could bring out, you see these two eyes you have? These are the sources of your vision, right? Here it is. He goes blind and say, now dig this one. The guy will wake up and he's blind. And the rest of it, till next time, inshallah. Ma'asalam.
Is this word yoke used in the last line? Is that the same word yoke that's used a lot in the Quran? The yoke around the neck? I mean, is it.
Wait.
God will fasten the yoke on your neck.
Yoke means whatever they put around your neck to use you. Means that that necklace of a slavery, the slaves will carry, and mainly it's used for those two cows handling the plow. That both. Whatever which will restrict your neck and will use your energy could be yoke.
Right, well, that's used in the Quran a lot.
Yoke? I don't think so.
Well, it's translated that.
Maybe. Because yoke is Turkish originally. She's the expert of that. Take it with her.
What's yoke?
Finding it yoke is used in Quran. The word is this.
In English, it's translated as yoke.
Must come directly from the Turkish.
We'll have to look it up to see.
That's
the Quran fibers.
I don't think it's Arabic.
But whatever word is used in the Quran, it's translated as yoke, it's the same meaning. Whatever word they use, I'm just saying, I'm not talking about the word, I'm talking about the concept of the
yes,
yoke.
Hanging around your neck because it was something.
And
yes.
You cannot look down, you cannot look up.
It was a good expression, and it is used, yes. The thing that will.